morning. In the case of an emergency, we egress through the main doors or the closest exits, which are illuminated by an exit sign. We assemble on the lawn of the National Building Museum across the street. An automated external defibrillator is available behind the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically located throughout the building. Restrooms are past the guard's desk on the left. This week is Fire Prevention Week. To support this week's message, the National Fire Protection Association encourages everyone to look, listen, and learn about fire safety. The following video reviews these three basic steps.
Look, listen, learn. Be aware. Fire can happen anywhere. The National Fire Protection Association states that 4 out of 5 U.S. fire deaths occur in the home. Look, listen, and learn how you can prevent deadly fires. The top 3 causes of home fires are 1. Cooking equipment, 2. Heating equipment, and 3. Electrical. Remember, test smoke alarms monthly. Change the battery yearly. Replace the alarm every 10 years. Install smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside every sleeping area, and on every level of your home, including the basement. Learn 2 ways out of every room. Have a qualified electrician inspect your electrical system every 10 years. Have a qualified electrician install AFCI breakers and receptacles. The CPSC estimates that 50% of electrical fires can be prevented with AFCIs. Extension cords cause an estimated 3,300 home fires a year. Never use them as permanent wiring. To learn more about fire prevention, visit esfi.org or visit the NFPA at nfpa.org/FPW.
Thank you. Sir. At approximately 1:30 p.m. yesterday, an adult male in a motorized wheelchair was fatally injured after attempting to exit Columbia Heights Station via an ascending escalator. A review of the video footage depicts the individual involved was originally positioned at the elevator to the left of the escalators and depressed the call button. Approximately 17 seconds later, the person turned and drove onto the ascending escalator before the elevator arrived approximately 35 seconds later. Upon nearing the top of the escalator, the person in the wheelchair toppled backwards down the entire escalator to the bottom. The escalator came to a stop. The circumstances as to why the escalator came to a stop will be part of the investigative process. The escalator is currently barricaded, locked, and tagged out pending investigation by the Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs, who has jurisdiction of our escalators when a fatality occurs on vertical transportation in the district. The emergency response personnel responded and transported the customer to Washington Hospital Center MedStar hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. One additional male customer sustained minor injuries to his right and left ankles when the wheelchair struck him. This customer did not request medical transport. Safe and operations personnel responded to the incident to investigate. The initial findings indicate that the street elevator located to the left of the bank of escalators was functioning at the time of the incident and was available for use. The platform elevator was also functioning. A visual inspection of the incident escalator revealed it was dry, free of tripping hazards, and the area was well lit. Additionally, Metro will continue to investigate and has contacted the accessibility advisory community to assist in elevating awareness of the dangers associated with engaging in this activity.
Thank you very much. Sad news. We can now turn to your report. We look forward to hearing your report.
Okay. So we're going to discuss the status of safety corrective action plans. Next slide. So I would like to present our progress on outstanding safety actions stemming from the findings and recommendations from the Federal Transit Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. A corrective action plan, or CAP, is a plan developed by WMATA in response to the FTA-NTSB recommendation or finding that describes the actions we will take to minimize, control, correct, or eliminate risk or hazards, as well as the schedule for taking those actions. This report focuses strictly on FTA and NTSB CAPs. Other CAPs, such as OIG or internal CAPs, are not presented within this report. There are three main CAP status categories. The first is an open CAP that is currently being implemented, which means that the CAP mitigation strategy and accompanying actionable items have been developed and are in the process of being implemented. The second is an open CAP that has been submitted for closure, which means the CAP has been fully implemented and the supporting documentation and auditing material demonstrating a sustainable implementation has been submitted to the regulatory agency for closure, and WMATA is awaiting their response. The third is a closed CAP, which means the regulatory agency has received all applicable documentation, conducted follow-up audits if necessary, and has determined that WMATA has mitigated the hazard in a sustainable manner. There have been 320 corrective action plans developed by WMATA in response to findings, recommendations, or required actions issued by the FTA or NTSB. The CAPs can be divided into two separate source groups, the FTA WMATA Safety Oversight, or FWSO, and the CAPs that are in response to NTSB required actions. 158 of the 320 CAPs have been closed in the past 3 years, which is approximately 49%. Substantial progress has been made since the last board review in November of 2017. 57 CAPs, or an average of a little more than one per week, has been closed during that time frame. Of the remaining 162 CAPs that are open, 69 have been completed and submitted for closure. 93 are currently being implemented. The CAP closures have contributed to the progress on improving areas such as preventive and corrective maintenance, policy and procedures and training, and record keeping. The status of each CAP is posted online for tracking and review. The website may be seen at the bottom of each slide. So if you want to see it, go to that website.
Very good.
All right, the above slide demonstrates that the status of each CAP received by year. It is important to note that the CAP process is continuous. In addition, some CAPs may take longer than others to implement due to factors such as significant capital improvement, complexity of design, availability of technology, and production schedules, and other factors.
Before we leave this page, why, I mean, in 2015 we had 229 and it's come down, and what, do you have any idea what?
Yeah, so I believe that the frequency and the number of CAPs we receive each year to some degree reflects the progress that we made. So in 2016, that's when we started implementing SafeTrack and doing a lot of capital investment closures to overhaul the system. That resulted in more stable track, better on-time performance. And then in 2017, that's when we rolled out a lot of the preventive maintenance programs, and that also reflects the progress that WMATA has made.
What about 18? What do you have any sense?
So in 18 is a combination of a series of TOC audits that were performed. And based on all the recommendations that came out of the TOC audits, they were consolidated into one document with 21 recommendations. So I just want to point out, as I kind of briefly mentioned earlier, that the CAP process is a fluid process. There's no end in sight. As audits occur and as we identify problems, CAPs will continue to arise.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
This graph depicts the hazard ranking of each open CAP that is in the process of being implemented. There are three open CAPs which have unacceptable hazard rankings. The first one is FTA TSR 18001, and this CAP is associated with post-incident testing. There are six actionable items under this CAP that focus on areas such as SMS modifications to capture data, workforce education, and auditing of this activity. So essentially, the TOC was concerned that from the post-incident testing activity standpoint, we didn't have a mechanism to go back and audit it to verify our compliance and what our compliance rates are, so that's going to require some software modifications and some process changes that we're working through. We received that CAP in April, and we're working on it. Okay. With the other one, it's actually a single CAP that's denoted twice because it's a CAP that the NTSB made that was adopted by the TOC. So in reality, it's two open, it's really two open high-risk hazards. So that one has to do with roadway worker protection. We have a pilot out there for ProTran that we're working on. I believe in November we're going to actually start field testing it. We have it installed at approximately 12 locations. And as an intermediate step to that, we rolled out safeguards to protect employees, such as the Advanced Mobile Flagging Program, the safety stand-down for roadway worker protection, a resurvey of the entire system to identify red hotspots, and then modification to the quick access guide to make it more user-friendly to our employees.
Okay. Thank you.
Actionable items are attached to each CAP to demonstrate how WMATA will close out a CAP. These actions are addressing the conditions that warranted by the CAP. Of the 1,370 actionable items, 718 have been approved and closed, which is more than half of these actionable items are closed. 408 have been fully implemented and submitted for approval to closure to oversight, and the remaining 244 are currently being implemented. The above slide summarizes all the FTA CAPs, so if you want to see the genesis of where these CAPs came from, that's kind of a score sheet. If anybody has a specific question on any of them, that's fine. Otherwise, this is really just for illustrative purposes of where they came from. For NTSB CAPs, 13 have been developed and are currently being implemented. Some examples of the open CAPs are what I mentioned earlier, like the ProTran technology, and a lot of those go on because of budget constraints, the availability of track access, the availability of technology, so we're working through some of those. All right, so the next step is our central focus is making the required improvements to the system to ensure the safety of our employee and customers. CAPs are continuously being addressed. WMATA is currently awaiting acceptance from the FWSO or NTSB for the 408 submitted action items that addresses 69 CAPs. WMATA also continues to work with the FTA and the MSC to ensure a smooth transition. We have assigned high-level personnel to work with the MSC to help with this transition. Once the MSC is fully installed, the FTA will no longer manage the CAP process. That will transition to the MSC, and WMATA will continue to work to close all actionable items. Any questions?
Any questions?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Levin, and, you know, commend the progress that we've made. Just sort of a question in terms of looking at the overall safety organization. You know, these CAPs are designed to remediate risks that were realized or were apparent in the past. How much of, you know, if you could just ballpark, how much of your unit's time is spent on dealing with these past risks versus risk prevention for, you know, future unrealized risks?
Well, what I did is it's probably about 50-50.
Okay.
All right, because we're looking at it proactively as well. That's why I set up the investigation unit. I set up a process safety unit. So half of it is reactionary. We're trying to transition more to the proactive piece, and we are working on it.
Terrific. So presumably once, you know, we continue to make further progress and recognizing, well, you know, we may never get to zero as things are ongoing and added periodically, we should see that that balance of efforts in your unit is more towards proactive versus reactionary remediation.
Yeah, and it's not only the safety department, it's the entire organization.
Yeah.
So we, I think, have already transitioned to that proactive approach by the preventive maintenance programs, the water intrusion abatement activities, and activities along those lines.
Terrific. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Dorsey. Any other questions, comments? Okay. Very good. That's great progress, and commend you and your team and WMATA in general in terms of making significant progress. So the maintenance programs and things of that nature are working.
Yes, they are.
Great. great. Okay. At this time, then, what I would like to do is to, I guess, entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay. We'll adjourn the meeting at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.